College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is someone that you have met and that meeting made you emotional? Or someone that if you did meet them, you know for sure you would get emotional over meeting them? 206-803-ROCK. Pogi in Tacoma, who did you meet and it got you all choked up?
Well, probably my favorite vocalist all time. At least he's up there with Robert Plant and Layne Staley and Maynard. But Seattle's own the late, great Chris Cornell.
Man, you just kind of put together a Mount Rushmore of great rock vocalists without even trying. You're absolutely right.
He was such a cool guy, too. I actually met him twice, both times after his solo shows at the Paramount.
Yep.
And the first time I got his autograph and stuff, and the second time I had ran into a friend of mine, and we were both at the show by ourselves, so we kind of just hung out, and I was like, you know what I did last time I saw him here? And she's like, no, what's that? I said, well, we'll hang out after the show, and I'll show you. And he was getting ready to sign an autograph for me, and I said, hey, could I ask you a favor? And he's like, what's that? I said, will you sign hers first? And he thought it was cool that I was, like, putting her above myself or whatever. He probably didn't remember meeting me the first time, but he was like, that's cool. He said, you're getting the bro treatment. Like, he would have stood there for 5 minutes signing all kinds of stuff for me if I had it, but I had him sign the single, soundtrack, and my ticket stub. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it points with the lady and also points with Chris Cornell. You can't go wrong right there.
You know, it didn't hurt, that's for sure.
Dude, I'll be honest, man, there's been a few times where, like, working here has been such a cool thing as a kid that grew up loving that music, you know, grunge from New York and growing up in high school and just listening to all those bands and just thinking, like, these are larger-than-life people. And then getting to work here at this radio station, a station that broke a lot of those bands, and then they still have, like, when Chris was still around, like, he still had a lot of love for KSW.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jerry does as well, and a lot of those guys do. When they come into these studios, they it's like their guard is down, and it's almost like a comfort food for them as far as radio. Because I'm sure they go to a lot of places, and they're just like, ah, this is tough. But, like, this is a place that actually brought them a lot of success on a local level. And it's surreal to me whenever I'm, like, in the room with these guys, and they're just so cool, and they're just so nice, and I'm like, teenage version of Steve would be losing his... I mean, adult version of Steve is losing his mind.
Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Play it cool, man. Play it cool. Don't cry.
The one time I'll never forget, and it was like, you know, being a big Pearl Jam fan, being a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and I remember when Duff McKagan and Mike McCready came in studio together, and they brought our buddy Jeff Rouse, who's an incredible bassist. I was lucky enough to have him play bass in Bruzy Brody with me, and they ended up doing a version of Wild Horses, Stones thing, and it was just so weird. Like, I'm standing a couple of feet away, not much, away from them, and they're just like, you know, oh, there it is. And it's just Duff strumming a guitar. I mean, if I yawned and, like, not that I was yawning because I'm tired, but if I put my arms out, I would have hit Mike McCready in the face. He was that close to me. I'm like, this...
It's magical.
Yeah, young Steve would just be like, this will never happen. This is ridiculous. I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK and some cool stories. One person says, I'm a tow truck driver. Trucker Matt, I'm sorry. He said, CJ and the rest of Drowning Pool. They did a free concert at JBLM in support of the military.
Oh.
And they were the only famous people I've ever met, and they were awesome. Another person says, not to tears, but my girlfriend at the time and I did meet Hollywood Undead. You remember that band?
Yeah.
Very cool band. We both absolutely loved them, but the part that got me starstruck, other than talking to them and just hanging with them, was one of the members, Johnny Three Tears, slapped my ass. My ex was so jealous, and me being a 6'3" dude, him slapping my fat ass and complimenting me on my shirt was super epic.
I love that.
I wonder if that's just the thing with that band, because I played guitar for a band that opened for them one time,
okay.
And they came out and played on stage with us, and he grabbed my butt. You can literally see it in the video as he, like, ran on stage and was singing the song, and then grabbed my butt as he ran off.
Oh, yeah. That guy's known for being a serial dude butt fetish guy.
Hollywood Undead. Who would have known?